Can you hear me? Okay, that's good. Okay, great. Okay, everybody, let's get together. Last time we talked about bit manipulation, and we didn't get a chance to complete this exercise. So let's kind of go through this exercise in detail. So the idea with this exercise is we have some unsigned integer that's represented by the int x, and its value a, b, c, d, e, and f. And what we want to do is we want to swap the last two values, f and e. And if while I'm writing I don't see you, just buzz me, just say hey, so I can look up. What I'll do is I'll look up in between so we can I can kind of get questions. So we want to take this number and we want to flip the last two bits of that number. So the question is, which one of these versions correctly implements that? So just take some time, talk to your neighbor, see if you guys can do it, and then we'll work through it in detail. So feel free to get off in pairs and chat. And we'll do that for 2 minutes. Okay, how many people think they've got it? Okay, let's go through it. So are we comfortable with the representing a binary number where the first number is just, where the first bit's just A, B, C, and D? They're just variables representing the bits in whatever order they are. So just so that we're clear, if we had some number that was like 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, this first one we're just saying is A, second one's B, C, D, E, and F. And what we want to do is we want to get a collection of bit shift operations such that E and F get swapped. So the final number should be 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. So let's just take some time to look through them in kind of detail. So the first one, we have X. So X is going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, and we shift it over by 1, so it's going to be 0, A, B, C, D, E, F, and then we AND that result with 1, so it's going to be 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, and that ANDed result is going to be 0, A and 0 is just going to be 0, it doesn't matter what A is, if A is 1, 1 and 0, 0, 0 and 0 is still 0. B is 0 by the same logic, C is 0 by the same logic, D is 0 by the same logic, E is, this one, 0, and so we just have F. So that's what the first part gives us. And so then we want to OR that with X and tilde 1. So X is going to be A, B, C, D, E, and F. And tilde 1 is going to be all the bits flipped except the last one, because 1 is at 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. And so tilde 1 is going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, sorry, 1, 0. So when we AND these results, we're going to get A, because we're going to keep it, whatever it is. So if A was 0, A, 0 and 1 is going to be 0, so it's still A. And if A is 1, 1 and 1 is going to be 1, so still A. So we keep that bit. B and 1 is B, C and 1 is C, D, E, and 0. And then we OR the two results. So this is the result of our first one, our first half, and this is the result of our second half. And then we're going to OR them together. So I'm just going to put it here. So 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, F, A, B, C, D, E, 0. And so we OR these. Whoops. Yep. So we OR these. So we're going to get A, B, C, D, E, F. I wonder if I made a mistake here. Yeah, shift right. Sorry. Thank you. So this should be this one. Oh, yes, this one. So it should be E. So, whoops. So this should have been, sorry, this should have been E here, and the result should have been E. So it's 0, A, B, C, D, E. And then this result's right. So this should be E, and the second one is A, B, C, D, E, 0. And so we OR these A, B, C, D, E, E. So that's the first one. So that's not OR desired result. OK. So let's look at the next one. So we have X shifted right by 1. So it's going to be 0, A, B, C, D, E. Drop the F. We AND it with 1. It's still going to be the same. So our result's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, E. So that's the first stage. Then for the next one, it's going to be X shifted left by 1, ANDed with tilde 2. And so F shifted left by 1 is going to be B, C, D, E, F, 0. And 2 is going to be 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0. And tilde 2 is going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 1. And so when we AND these two, we're going to get B, C, D, E, 0, 0. And so when we OR these two, we're going to get 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, E. And so we'll get B, C, D, E, 0, E. Which is not what we want. Did I make any mistakes there? Yep. So let's try the third version.
You skipped the last part of the second expression.
Oh. That one's wrong, but I guess I can redo it. So one shifted right is going to be A, B, C, D, E, and when we AND that with 1, it's just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, E. The second one is going to be shifted left, ANDed with tilde 2. So it's going to keep everything. So shifted left will be B, C, D, E, F, 0. ANDed with tilde 2 is going to be just B, C, D, E, 0, 0. And so when we OR those first two, we're going to get B, C, D, E, 0, E. And the last one is X, so A, B, C, D, E, F, ANDed with tilde 3. So 3 is going to be 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1. Tilde 3 is going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0. When we AND those two, we're going to get A, B, C, D, 0, 0. And so here we have A, B, C, D, 0, 0. So this is kind of tricky. So we're gonna XOR these, and it's kind of indeterminate. So the first one is going to be A or B. The second one is going to be C or D. These don't preserve A or B. So if we look at the truth table, it's kind of easy to see. So A, B, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, A or B. So in this case, it's 1. In this case, it's 1. In this case, it's 1. In this case, it's 0. So it's never exact. It's never identically A or B. So we can't map this to say it's A, and so on. Here's an example of how we would see this as a real number. So say B, C, D, E, 0, E, and our original number was 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0. And this are A, B, or C, or D, or E, and our F. When we looked at this first one, ANDing A and B, we would get B is going to be 0 here, A is going to be 1. So when we OR these, we would get OR value 1, which this